guide you into an understanding of life and who you are. I want to thrive in this life with you. We are in it together. We are a family. When I tell you no to devices, I'm giving you a gift of relationship, true human connection. After hearing me speak, one mom who made the dinner table a tech-free zone reported that her children now stayed longer at the table and willingly talked with their siblings, her and her husband. Sometimes their children left their phones on the counter for the rest of the evenings. About one daughter, she reported, "I have heard 'I love you' more in the last 2 weeks than in a year. She's kind again, sweet, loving, and hanging out with us. Freedom." 2. Car conversations and contemplations. The car is another significant place to take back quality time from the mesmerizing power of screens and pods, talking with each other, simply looking out the window, and daydreaming. All serve children well. Sometimes, even though you could run errands more efficiently without your children with you, take them along for the purpose of some focused conversation time. Rather than popping in a DVD into the player in the car, put on music and sing together, or listen to a book on CD and talk about it. When you get in the car, put all of your phones on silent and place them in the glove compartment so you can have conversations without interruptions. You'll be modeling distraction-free driving at the same time. If you get in the car and put your phone on silent and tucked away, your teens will more likely do the same when they start driving. Kids need quiet and downtime to process and think, especially if you pick them up from school. This mental rest time.